Neely, good day. How are you today?
Good, thank you. Thank you, Bill, and good to see everybody today. Again, virtually, hopefully one of these days we can change that. So I am going to introduce Agenda Paper 3, which provides you with the strategic activities that the trustees and the board has been undertaking over the last 6 months since the last time we had provided an update. And then the paper also links back to the strategic advice that you've provided on those topics that we've been focusing on over the last 6 months. Hopefully everyone's had a chance to read the paper, so I won't go through the slides in detail. I just wanted to highlight a few things before I turn the floor over to you. In terms of the major things that we've been working on, slide 4 highlights sustainability, which I do not need to speak any further about. We have more to come on that. Slide 5 highlights the next big activity over the last 6 months, which is the IASB's third agenda consultation. Andrea spoke a little bit about this already, but our comment period ended in September and the board will start deliberating the feedback next week. As you might recall, we had a conversation back in May where you provided your thoughts on the different parts of the request for information on the agenda consultation. And largely what we've heard from our stakeholders through the comment letters is consistent with what you had shared with us back in May. In addition, in January, we will be having another meeting where we'd like to test out the staff's thinking on how to respond to some of this feedback, share with you what the staff is thinking, get your reactions, and then that will feed into the board's decision making later in January, February, and March. Slide 6 covers some of the strategic work we've been doing on digital reporting, and this dovetails with the agenda consultation as well as the TRWG's work to support and to give the ISSB a running start on day one, which Sue and Nick had talked about last month. The work here has really been looking at trying to raise awareness in the public setting so that people can provide informed feedback about whether the IASB should be investing more time, less time, or leave unchanged its focus on the consumption of digital reporting. And as part of raising that awareness, it has been working on one of the TRWG's work streams, supporting or providing observations to the ISSB on some things that it might want to think about in taking a digital approach from day one. And then the other bit of this work has been continuing to research the digital financial reporting landscape to get a sense of where some of the challenges might be, and if the IASB decides to do more work in this area, what could that look like? Again, we'll be talking a little bit more about this in January, but we would like to have a further, more in-depth discussion about this with you sometime in 2022 to get your continued strategic feedback in this area. And then the last thing I will just touch on briefly is to build a little bit on Andreas's point on slide 11, that we are back in the office. We did very much take to heart the advice that you had provided us in February, recognizing that nobody really knows exactly what the best path forward is for the future. So we're taking an evolutionary approach. We are providing flexibility to our staff, but also trying to have some parameters around it so that we can make sure when staff are in the office, you actually have the office experience. But I will stop there and Bill, over to you for any questions or comments.
Great. Thank you, Neely. This discussion really is so important. Our whole reason for existence is to provide feedback to the boards plural and to the trustees, and we have to know what's happening with that advice. This slide deck is particularly well done, Neely. Thank you to you and to IFRS staff. The links that are embedded in the slide are really really very useful. So thank you for that, and thanks for your update just now. You mentioned the February discussion that we had on what will life look like, life in the office, life back in the office. What will that look like when we arrive at the new normal? That keep in mind, that was, I mean, that was 9-10 months ago. I'm really pleased with that discussion because we've got 50 people on the council, and that was really, of all the discussions that I've had, I've been part of in people returning to the office, that was so well done because it covered such a wide range of factors, and a lot of, you know, now we're getting closer and closer to that return to office, as Neely mentioned before, that, you know, staff is returning in a flexible way. So that was really an important discussion that we had back then. We've got a few minutes. Let me, Neely, is it okay to respond to some questions? Would anyone like to comment on Neely's remarks that gave us an update on our feedback? Sybil, good day to you. The floor is yours.
Good day to you too. Thank you, Neely, for your good update. And I do have a comment on slide 7 with regard to general agreement of the council members of a need of monitoring consistent application of IFRS standards and suggesting indicating some suggestions. When I looked at the monitoring adaptation part, if I do not see much progress on that, if I misunderstood that, I would be happy that Neely will elaborate a little bit more on that. And I would like to learn, is there a lack of appetite on that? Or is it because there is a new board coming and most of the concentration consumed by that? Thank you.
Thank you, Sybil. Neely, would you like to respond?
Yes, thank you, Sybil. It's a great question. So you kind of hit the nail on the head. There has been progress at the staff level in terms of thinking a little bit more about what these policies and procedures could look like and how we could apply them in practice. But it is a priority, but given the limited time that we have with everything else going on, we obviously have been working on other things. The other point is that with the ISSB coming on board, we also need to think about what that might mean for how we might proceed with this reporting going forward. So it is progressing, but there's just a lot more questions that we have to work through.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Neely. Again, just if I can reiterate the importance of the feedback that we provide. The feedback, one form of our feedback is the summary of these meetings. And the way that works, as you all know, usually a week, maybe 2 weeks after the meeting, we distribute a draft summary. You've got the opportunity to comment. Once that brief comment period is ended, we distribute the summary to trustees, to the board, and to staff. There's also, you've got people like Sue Lloyd, Andreas, of course, Lee, that participate, and Neely, members of staff participate in our meetings, and that's so being involved in that discussion, hearing your feedback, your observations, your questions, that's also a form of feedback that filters really to the board, to the trustees, and certainly throughout staff. So it's really important, your participation in these meetings, as well as the summary, the written summary. Let's do this. Let's take, Neely, thank you again. Thank you very much. Let's take a 10-minute break, please. We will resume right before the hour. It's now almost quarter of the hour. Let's take a 10-minute break. That will get us back on time. And then we'll return. We'll hear from Lee to talk about sustainability, and then we'll have an opportunity to discuss the issues raised by Lee. So let's take a 10-minute break. Yeah? Thank you very much.